Jim is in this morning from the Cranbrook Depot. First of all, right off the top, congratulations on your award for recycling. Is it mostly oil and antifreeze, Jim? Was that right?
Oil and antifreeze at the one end of our hazardous depot. The rest are the hazardous waste, the stuff that's under your kitchen sink, paint, and other objects come in to the hazardous side of our depot.
The world's changing so much. We hear about climate change and recycling and all the rest of it. I guess you have to keep up on this all the time. Over your 13 years, and where are we at now as far as people bringing in recycling and what you can do at the depot then?
Well, with the hazardous, household hazardous and our used oil, it just comes in. They put it on the table and our operators assign it a shelf until we're full, and then we have a contractor come and pick it up for us. We've changed from what we used to do, say yellow bin type recycle, to went to RBC depots, which is a big change because it's less financial burden on the taxpayer. The RBC depot, we get paid for collection. And the yellow bins was just straight out of our budget.
How much time is consumed if the people, the residents, aren't separating? And I'm saying this constructively because yesterday when the award, David Laws was on talking about saluting your award, he said, you know, the residents of Cranbrook do a pretty good job on that. Is that what you find on site too?
Absolutely.
I see.
And we'd like to thank the participation of our residents because they do the deal. Audits have shown that things are not the wild, wild west that they used to be. Now that the city of Cranbrook's going to curbside collection for recycle, they're going to find it far, far more easy to participate.
They're quite a ways down the road on this. I don't mean for the timeline, but for other communities that have done it, because they won't have to go through all the steps. I've watched all this a couple of decades ago in the last community I was in, and now, because they had to change, they kept changing, well, this didn't work, and that did, and that didn't, and this did, but now they really can use everybody else's experience and get right at it the right way, or at least that's the way I'm seeing it.
Absolutely. And we've been doing it for quite a while. So be it with recycling, it's been commingled. Now it's separated, and they do a great job down there.
The story of how you've made adjustments, you probably had a vision when you took this on and went in 13 years ago. From the time it started to now, what have been the biggest changes, and what do you still want to see happen then, Jim?
The biggest change is basically the regional district's philosophy, where we wanted the stewards to do what the stewards are supposed to do, and because we do pay eco fees on everything, they should have their responsibilities, the tires, paint, the oil, but out here in basically the hinterland, the service is very, very lacking. So we, about 8 years ago, made a commitment that we were going to, even though we do pay an eco fee, we were going to get involved so that there was some level of service for our community.
For each different item, though, there's different places that accept. And I like for car batteries, for example. I think they were taken to the Tri-Cities in Washington at one time, and then I think Richmond now. But that continually changes, too. You've got to have a place to take everything.
Yeah. Tervita in Kimberley is our metal recycler. We do have a contract with them to pick up our batteries at our manned sites. They remunerate us per pound for that product. Basically, the only metal we get paid for. And they're very, very good at picking it up.
Learning a lot from you here this morning. Before we let you go, is there a message you'd like to get out to the public? And again, congratulations. I brought you in for a whole different reason, yeah. But it's a chance to talk about recycling and how things are going to change for us come May.
Yeah, absolutely. And the message is just to stay vigilant on your recycling. We're a long way from where it goes. The big change was when the China sword came down and China quit accepting recycle. There was a scramble on for local recyclers to find a market. And because we're with the Recycle BC, they have markets for everything. Doesn't go on container ships to China anymore. It's fairly local.
Thank you for the good work you're doing. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and for oil and antifreeze take in, that was what the award was for. Yep. Then.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jim. Have a good day.
You too.
Let you get out another long one at the depot here in Cranbrook.